1-800-449-8686, Bill Henry Show. Let me find out if I can get this lady on the phone. There is a president out at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, which is a homeowners association out in the West Valley. Now, how far can you go to keep your property values from dropping? How far can you go in enforcing certain things with your neighbors so that your property values do not drop? I'd like to bring Bobby Dooley on, who is a president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Where is Western Estates, Bobby?
Phil, Western Estates is in the West Valley, and it does border West Hills. We have 150 remarkable showcase homes from our Magnolia phase to our Gladiola phase. They all range in size from 3,600 square feet to our optimum Bougainvillea phase, which is 5,000 square feet, all starting at $800,000. They have beautiful family rooms that can be converted into billiard rooms or home entertainment centers. All of the kitchens are fully equipped with Thermador, and we have, in some cases, we do have travertine tile as well as limestone tile. As the president of the Western States Homeowners Association, it is my right to house sit for anyone who is going on vacation. If the president is not available, then the sergeant-at-arms of our homeowners association, which is Marjorie Young, is the next person in line to house sit, feed pets, water plants, etc. It's in our CC&Rs. And that way you don't have people who are not on the guest list there making extra keys, etc.
All right, so you were house sitting for, is it Janice and Bob?
Janice and Bob Iverson, that is correct. And I was plant sitting for both of them 2 weeks ago. Janice and Bob went to Cabo with his company for some R&R, and my husband Steve and I generally do go to Cabo. We pay our own way because Steve owns his own business, but, you know, you take it how you can get it.
All right, so she and her husband went to Cabo with his company.
That is correct. So I guess it was Tuesday. I had mail for them, and I didn't know where their office was because their floor plan is different from ours. We're in the Magnolia phase, and they're in the Gladiola phase. They're 4,000 square feet, and we're 5,000 square feet.
All right, so you have mail. You walk into their house because you're house-sitting for these people.
Plant-sitting, right. So I walk to the kitchen to the bonus room, and I'm remembering it now. Steve, could you get me some water? I'm remembering it now, and I remember that for a split second, I was so literally so shocked, Phil, that for a split second, I couldn't feel my legs, but the lower half of my body had gone numb. My heart was racing.
What had happened?
They had wallpapered their bonus room with a pattern that was some kind of a shield representing, I think, Bob's family crest. It was garish. It was loud. It was in all kinds of the wrong colors. It was in an earth tone. It had nothing to do with the room. It had cut off the energy of the house. Are you familiar with feng shui at all, Phil? Or
I'm not familiar with feng shui. I'm sure some of our listeners. Does this have to do with what you're talking about?
Yes, because what happens, the entire wallpaper job in their bonus room had so diffused the chi, which is the energy in feng shui, it was impossible to step into the room. The chi was so bad. The energy stopped, in other words, and you couldn't move into the room.
Are you saying, you said that your body went numb?
Because I was having a little bit of an anxiety attack, yeah.
And your body went numb when you saw the wallpapering job that they had done. And
it was so atrocious that I had to suspend my movement, and the chi, the feng shui of the room, literally stopped me. That's how bad this wallpapering was. Steve and I and the boys got...
Okay, feng shui I'm not familiar with, and I know that it may not be pivotal, but you're saying the feng shui, because of the wallpapering they did to their bonus room, it was so bad, you had palpitations.
My body went numb. I was absolutely shocked. I couldn't believe that she'd do that because the property value alone that would lower her property value, and it affects all of us. That's what I'm trying to say.
And so, all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Bobby Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association. Did you change their wallpapering?
Yes. Steve and I and the boys got one of the extra cans of paint. We had used for our bonus room, Phil, a beautiful, just a gorgeous saffron buttercup shade. And so we stripped the room, and we painted it, and we got rid of a few of the tchotchkes that didn't go with it. We went home, and we waited for the call of thanks from the Iversons, and we didn't get that thank you. We got threats. We got name-calling. We got general abuse from them. And this is the thanks that we get for increasing their property value. No one is going to buy a house with that kind of wallpaper. And I told Janice that. She was crying. I was crying. And I was through my tears. I was telling her, Janice, it was horrible. What you did to your home was horrible. Don't you understand? I helped you. And she was in tears. She told me that she never wanted me to come into her home again. I told her, I know you don't mean that, because when Steve and the boys and I repainted that room, we ensured that the resale on your home, feng shui, Phil, is the ancient Chinese art of placement and energy retrieval. What we did was created such wonderful energy for their home that the resale on their home is going to be, I'm sure they'll make another $200,000 on their home. And they just moved in last week.
All right, well, the point is, though, you went into their house, you stripped their wallpaper off, you painted it a new color, and the color was a saffron buttercup.
Very light, very wonderful energy, just diffusing everything, just gorgeous. Just.
I'm not familiar. Is that like yellow?
It's a saffron buttercup. It's not yellow, no. And did we get a thank you, Steve?
Yeah, Phil, this is Steve Dooley.
All right, Steve, I'm not sure that I want to talk with you. I want to talk to your wife.
No, but my wife sat at home waiting for him and saying thank you, and we didn't hear anything.
Well, Phil, what I'm saying is she didn't thank me. She didn't call me. We spent all day Saturday before they got home.
Did they ask you to repaint their room?
Phil, the feng shui, the energy in that house was absolutely stone-paralyzed cold. I'm sure, with the bad energy that they had created with that wallpapering, bad things would happen. And
all right, look, I don't know anything about feng shui. I don't.
What about murder? What do you think?
What about a murder, Phil? Do you think?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that with that kind of energy, a murder could be committed in that house. That you would be encouraging people to commit murder, first degree.
This is all new age stuff that's real groovy. You went into somebody's house, you repainted their bonus room without their permission, they want to sue you, you're claiming that...
First of all, Phil, they have no right to sue me.
Why not? You repainted their house.
I'm the Homeowners Association president. They gave me access to their home. Because I'm allowed to house sit, I'm also allowed to make sure that they're in compliance. And any wallpapering job that lowers the property values for the rest of us is wrong. The wallpaper was...
Well, I don't know that you can make that case. You know...
Phil, the wallpaper was so violent it could have... Really, it could have detrimental effects on anyone who views it.
I don't think being the president of a homeowners association gives you the right to go in and change somebody's wallpaper.
I do have the right, Phil, to keep the property values where they are right now. We're going to go into a recession. The property value at Western Estates is not going to fall over my dead body.
Okay, but keep this feng shui stuff out of it, because...
You need to understand what feng shui is. The room was paralyzed. The lower half of my body was paralyzed. I had kidney problems. I had bowel movement problems, all for the next 24 hours.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Richard on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Is this lady an absolute lunatic or what?
No,
I have to ask this.
You know something? I care about my community. And
well,
if you have to be crazy...
Well, that's all right to care
mm-hmm.
about your community.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something within
mm-hmm.
somebody else's home,
mm-hmm.
not visible from the street,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
something that they liked the way it was.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
if they decide to sell the particular
mm-hmm.
building,
mm-hmm.
it could be at any time...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
repainted, done
mm-hmm.
whatever needed to be done. It
mm-hmm.
did not lower their value, did not lower
mm-hmm.
your value or anything.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Richard, that people are going to go into the home, they're going to see the home, and they're going to eventually see this god-awful wallpaper.
With whose permission? Had you planned on conducting tours through these people's buildings or what?
If they sell the home, people are going to see the wall.
Was it for sale at that time? It was not for sale at that time.
It was not for sale at the time, but what difference does that make?
Steve, let your wife talk, not you.
All right.
Was it for sale at the time? I don't understand your question.
If it wasn't for sale at the time, it was not for sale.
Then what?
You want to keep on...
What?
You're just going to keep on talking over the top of me, aren't you?
I'm not talking. I'm listening to you. What?
Well, something else is going over. But anyway...
All right, Bobby, if you'd stop going, maybe the guy could hear you.
Absolutely.
I think
you're... That's exactly what she's doing.
No.
But anyway...
People don't like to move out of our development.
She's just proving how much of a lunatic she is this very moment.
If people come into the house and they offer... say $300,000 less than the house is worth. It's because of that wallpaper.
There is no person. I deal in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
My father owns 25 buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you please disconnect her? I'm tired of the She's just proving how much of a lunatic she is.
All right, hold on for a minute, sir. I'm going to put her on hold. Go ahead.
I greatly appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Now, if somebody does something that decreases the current, so much for on hold, because I can still hear her.
I can still hear her, Mike. Put her on hold, okay?
But anyway, if it lowers the value of a property visible from the street for her, maybe she has a right to go and take it to a homeowners association or such, but if it is not visible from the street and it is something within their own home, what, if I pull up in a Toyota van, does that lower her property values and therefore give her the right to have my vehicle towed up? If she doesn't like my particular paint job on my vehicle, this is only one step beyond people
saying,
you're not
minute.
The right family to be in that particular neighborhood.
Good Lord, would you hold on for a minute? Who's belching? Is that you, Mike? Ms. Dooley?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know. I had some gas. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you're belching all the way through this guy's call, okay? All right, Richard.
She is proving just what kind of a lunatic she is.
Sir,
she needs help.
Sir,
and I don't know if you can do it. Maybe
you
can put her in touch with somebody that can give her some psychological help.
Why? Because we upgraded their home another $100,000?
You did not upgrade their home $100,000. It was not for sale at that time.
That's
you
right.
You had no right.
If it goes, you know what, I'm done with him.
Well, you made some good points there, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Didn't I make good points?
Yeah, you made really swell points, all right? But the point is, never mind, I don't know what the point is anymore. The point is you can't change the wallpaper in somebody's house. Unless they ask you to. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You're telling me that the feng shui in that room, when you walked into Janice and Bob's bonus room, which they had put up the family crest, this is the family coat of arms on wallpaper, correct?
Phil, it is wallpaper.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And you said that you lost control of your bladder.
Because the energy in that room was so destructive that when I entered the room, I literally lost control of my bodily functions. It was that scary. It was that wrong, and the energy was wrong. We had to get that wallpaper off.
Now, what about these Civil War photographs?
Phil, these were old, yellowed pictures of a great-grandfather during the Civil War. They had some display. We took them out of there because they completely corrupted the chi.
And the chi is what, the energy?
Yes. And Phil, I really appreciate if you don't yell at me. And
You took family heirlooms, Civil War photographs of a family member, and did what?
We used them to... I don't know what you...
What did you do with... You did you use these to help wrap the kids' school books?
They were old brown pieces of paper that we wrapped...
And then the kids are writing their names on it.
Phil, You need to understand feng shui. And
well, maybe I don't understand feng shui. I value history, and I value family heirlooms. Using old Civil War photographs to write to wrap school books so that kids are writing Dooley on the side?
Yes.
Just seems wrong to me. Here is Michelle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think this woman is totally a nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
She had absolutely no right to do what she did, and I think you guys should provide a tape to this woman who is bringing a lawsuit, and it would totally prove her case in court.
Well, you are being sued, Bobby. Do you have any comment?
You know something? I can sue her for lowering our property values. Okay?
Well, wait a minute. The man said, the real estate guy called in, said that this house isn't for sale.
If the house were to be sold with that god-awful, and I really mean god-awful, wallpaper, it would devalue the home by $50,000. And you don't know, I had a beautiful new Victoria's Secret, some underwear and some things I was wearing. I lost control of my bladder. That's how
she needs help. She needs help.
Why do I need help? When
because,
someone...
lady, you need to understand that there are laws in this country about what you're trying to do, and you are absolutely totally wrong.
No, I'm the president
There's
of the homeowners.
There's no two ways about it.
I'm the president.
If you had never walked into that house, you would never know what was there, and it would never even have bothered you. And like the previous caller said, the house was not up for sale.
Right.
It didn't lower any property.
Well, one thing the caller needs
to
know, but Michelle, one thing you need to know, you say you had the legal right to be there, Bobby, because you were house sitting.
The president of the Homeowners Association house sits. That is in our bylaws. That's in our CC&Rs.
There's no problem with that, but he did not have the right to change anything in their house.
What am I supposed to do when I am house-sitting for them?
Absolutely nothing. It's no concern of yours at all. They have the right to decorate their house however they want to.
No, but my question
because
for you
it's
is simple.
It's not a visible
My question
from the
for
outside.
You is simple. My question for you is simple. If I'm house-sitting there and I walk into a room that is so offensive to the chi and so violates the... Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
And so violates the energy of the chi that I literally soil brand new panties.
I think you need help if that's the case. But how would you react if that couple was house sitting your house and they did that to your house because they were offended by something that you had in your house?
We don't allow
just because of their opinion.
Well, that would never happen.
That's all this is based on.
Well, that would never happen.
Why? Why wouldn't it happen?
Because
I spent upwards of $150,000 decorating our home. It would never happen.
How do you know that they didn't spend that much on their house?
You say this is custom wallpaper that has the family crest, the family coat of arms?
I don't know, Phil. It had the name Iverson and some coat of arms.
That's something that they had custom made for the home.
It was wrong. The chi was blocked. The chi was blocked. Well, I hope you really like
it. I
hope you like yourself.
I just can't believe this even is happening.
You know something? Thank you for your call. You're speaking a language a lot of us don't get. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Joe, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking
Fine.
My call.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
I really don't know much about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Newark, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just happened to turn the radio on to the channel and was very interested in what you had to say about
that's great,
Steve.
Joe. Do you know
I
about feng shui?
Yes.
Do you know about feng shui?
I know somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I did study some ancient philosophies in college, but I don't. You know, I'm not an expert on the subject. I have
are
a
you,
question
Joe,
for
are you.
You.
Gonna, are you going to get to the point anytime?
Just let the guy talk.
Yeah, I've been having a good time listening to you.
And on.
Do you feel that you, in any way, decreased the value of the property of the house by bringing all the publicity to it and possibly people?
I think people know that our homeowners association will not allow the chi to be shwayed. For the feng shui to have the chi interrupted.
Do you think that people would feel uncomfortable knowing that somebody might go into their house and do what you did into their house?
Well, they know because they signed a homeowners association. Why don't you screen your calls better, Phil?
All right, thank you. I'll do my own screening, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
I just ate a little with my mind.
I got it. 1-800-449-8686. You need not to be able to say that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you lost control of your bowels when you walked into that room, I can certainly understand that.
Well, that's what I mean when I said I lost my mud.
I got that, okay? We're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She changed some wallpaper in a house she was house-sitting because she said the wallpaper was so ugly. It was beautiful wallpaper that...
So you were not there. You don't know if it was beautiful.
All right, but it was wallpaper custom-made with the family's coat of arms on it.
Yes, and it was not beautiful. And those Civil War photographs that you say are so valuable, they were old, they were yellowed, they looked like they were prints, they did not look like originals. And
well, maybe they were prints. Good God for a Civil War. Anyway, the point is, don't talk about how you kept losing control of your bowels when you walked into this room.
The shui and the qi, Phil. And
I don't know anything about feng shui.
Well, the wallpaper was so bad that it literally, I felt something warm and wet.
Yeah. Anyway, Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I'd like to tell that woman that I think she is absolutely... Now, shut up that... No
well,
one cares for...
I have a constitutional right.
Maybe you do, but you don't have to do it on when anyone's
That's
talking
right.
to you.
Mary, you're right. Be quiet, Bobby, while she's talking.
I'm here for her. I'm listening to her.
No, not when you're making that noise. You're
is
not.
Is your caregiver there?
What on earth are you talking about?
Go
I
ahead.
Always I've heard you before on this program, and I think that you're half crazy.
Mary, go ahead.
And well, what
I know
about
that
the fact,
you.
Do you know anything about feng shui? Do you know about decorating rooms?
I know what I want to decorate my own home with.
Okay.
And I don't intend for you or anyone else to come in and change it. I would sue you for all I could get. I think you're just insane.
Mary, do you know what it's like to lose your mud, the G-string?
Lose what?
Your mud.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I'm trying to tell Mary that I walked into this room, and it was so badly decorated, I lost control of my bowels.
Well, then, I think you better get some attention and take some medication.
Oh, it's my problem. It's not the decorator's problem. It's mine. I really resent that.
Oh, I think you're absolutely nuts. If you do anything like that in my home, I'd sue you for everything
I would sue you for making me lose my mud. Now, can I talk to your caregiver?
Sake,
will you stop it with the
if
caregiver?
If you can't control yourself any better than that, you better stay
well, why
home.
Do they why do they make diapers for adults? Don't know, do you?
Yes, I know why.
Why?
I'm not as dumb as you think I am. You seem to think everybody is dumb but you.
Well, you don't know why they make adult diapers.
I know.
Why?
There is no use talking to you. You don't even use good sense.
I am trying to make sense to you. Oh, God.
Well, why do they make adult diapers? Because people lose control.
That's what I was trying to say. And that, are you sure that wasn't Yul Brynner? Because...
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Alice, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Alice?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Alice, and I am calling because I have studied feng shui extensively. I have been to China. I have been to India. And I find that this woman is an absolute lunatic. Also,
oh, I'm a lunatic.
And I hate to see her having... Feng shui is a 5,000-year-old study that is in China,
the
Tibet,
rhythm of
India.
The room was
and they
qi.
Have been doing wonderful things for 5,000 years.
Well,
it takes a wacky American
to
make it into something that is totally bizarre,
well, just,
totally ridiculous.
Well, Mr. Henry,
no
haven't
way
you been
that
to China?
You could possibly lose your bowels
is
walking
the host
into
there?
A room.
Oh, really?
Unless she is so crazy and so into this whole thing that it's affected her entire being, which obviously was nuts to begin with.
All right, Mr. Henry, you've been to China, haven't you?
Who, me?
Yes.
I was in China, yeah.
Did you ever lose your bowels?
No, I did not. I went into pagodas, and I went all over the freaking place. What have I got to do with this?
Because she thinks she's a big world traveler, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm just telling you. I went on a study tour to China for feng
Alice,
shui.
I'm telling you, the wallpaper cut
and
the chi
off. How long have you studied feng shui, Mary?
Alice, I'm trying to say, my name is Bobby.
Bobby, how long
and
have you studied feng shui?
This wallpaper cut the chi
off. How long
off
have you
totally.
Studied feng shui?
Can I finish my statement?
No, I've heard
this,
that. I've heard the wallpaper.
This wallpaper
I've been
cut the chi off totally, and any sensitive person would have done the same thing I did.
First of all, you shouldn't have even been in their home. I have a question for you,
Bobby. You know something here. Let me ask
what
you this.
What gave you the right
you
to go
walk,
in just because you're the Homeowners Association
because
president?
Because I have the right to house sit. Now, Alice.
But I know, but, okay, if
you're
in an emergency,
mm-hmm.
if there's fire or
no,
something, or
no,
smoke,
I, that's
can
my
you go
right.
in their home?
The
but
only person allowed to.
Free range to go in anybody's home anytime just because you're president of the Homeowners Association?
I have, yes, I have free range rights, yes.
Well, boy, if I was anybody else living in that development, mm-hmm. I would move immediately.
Alice,
because
if you,
you talk
walked
about
into this room,
property going down
yes.
in value, if you're in that if that community, man, that's going to run that down immediately.
You know, I'm going to ignore that comment, and I just want to make one. If you walked into this room and you were able to keep control of your bladder, then my hat's off to you.
Well, I have a whole lot of control over my entire being.
I am a chi meter. So there.
How long have you studied feng shui?
I know a little bit about it. We took it in our community center.
And you
Wait
are
a minute.
Taking, oh, my God, you're kidding me.
We
and
have
you are
a,
taking this to that extreme and you've taken a local class in your community center?
I've studied the black hat feng
shui. You are
feng
making feng shui, giving it a very bad name, and it's not right because it's an ancient, beautiful, beautiful study.
Oh,
and
just because
you
got...
saying this on the radio is just disgusting.
Oh,
you shouldn't leave a letter on
India.
Here, Harry. This is awful.
You, just because you got to go to India, you think you're all that.
Oh, come on.
It was an honor, and it was a study. And, yes, I have traveled a lot,
have
and I sacrificed
meditation?
A lot to be able to make those travels.
What do you think about Deepak Chopra?
Oh, come on.
What does that have to do with
yeah,
what
exactly.
we're talking about?
He comes from India.
Well, that's fine. What's that got to do with feng shui?
I really don't appreciate being yelled at, and I don't appreciate a man who's hosting this show telling two women what to talk about.
I can't believe you allow her on the air. She shouldn't even.
She's
be
talking
on the
about
air.
Some lawsuit. I mean, the lady sued, and I'm
what?
Glad they're. Frankly, I'm glad they're suing you, Bobby. And
oh, that's great. So just bring a lot of misery on my family because I was trying to clean up.
You don't get involved
oh,
in
God,
other
now
people's
she's crying.
Life like that. You know, you take care of your own life, and you leave other people's lives for them to handle.
Hey, how about feng shui and my chi?
Okay, Steve, you're a real funny man, huh? Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Angela. Angela on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'd like to say that this woman
mm-hmm.
is so terribly
mm-hmm.
lucky. Bobby. Her name is Bobby. I would
I'm
like
Bobby,
to say
hi.
She's so terribly lucky
mm-hmm.
that she was not charged with vandalism like she would have been if it was my home. And I want to also say
you
that
did not sign
if,
to our CC&Rs. Our CC&Rs allow me to be in the home as the house sitter.
And if she allowed you to be in the home as the house sitter, that means that he probably gave you an emergency phone number. That if you would have called him and said and explained your delicate constitution to him and said that his room was so offensive and you couldn't just close the door to it and you couldn't just not go in the room and you couldn't leave the room alone, that you had to leave the home instead, I'm sure they would have been able to take that option other than you vandalizing their home. So why didn't you take one of those two options?
You really have all the answers, don't you?
I'm
you
asking
don't know,
you.
You don't
why
know
didn't you take one of those two options?
Because it was my duty to house sit, and it was also my duty to all the house other homeowners.
House sit, not redecorate.
It was
house
my duty
sit,
to
not
all,
redecorate.
It was my duty to all the other homeowners to make sure our property values didn't plummet. Because
then why
they
didn't
had
you talk
antiques.
To them when you came? But when they came back home. Why did you take matters into your own hands with property that was not yours?
First of all, I had ruined a perfectly good pair of underwear.
Who cares? You're talking about a $12, maybe $25 pair of underwear, and believe me, I think I'm giving you a lot of credit there to say that much.
Victoria's Secret.
Compared to thousands of dollars of custom-made furnishings and irreplaceable, probably, historical photographs.
You
How dare
have...
you compare something so That's vulgar the thing. To something so cherished
first
by a
of
family?
All, first of all, these photographs were of Confederates. Were they of Confederate soldiers, Steve?
Yeah, they were Confederates.
Thank goodness. Well, I'm a daughter of a Confederate.
Well, this is California.
Well, not
we
daughter,
were.
A, but, you know,
this
you
is,
have to go back a few years.
This is California. We're a Union state, all right? So we don't allow that. Number two.
You don't allow
Wait
what?
A
you don't
minute.
Allow history?
You don't allow the historical. Look at.
My legs were like jelly. I lost my bladder, then I
then
fell
leave.
In it. You know what I'm going to do for you, Angela? I'm going to say a prayer for you because you think you know everything.
No,
I'm going to burn a candle
you,
for
why
you.
Why didn't you leave the home?
And I'm going to place
why,
something
why
at an angle.
Why couldn't you have left that room? Why couldn't you have closed the door? Okay.
Because
am I not
I
understanding?
Saw, would you let a child die in a house fire? No.
You weren't dying, honey. You did something that my three-year-old son does occasionally. Why couldn't you close the door?
What's your answer to that, Bobby? Because so far, the worst thing that's happened to you is that you crapped in your pants.
How dare you?
Well, that's what you said. That's
you
what you've been saying.
Even vulgar, more vulgar language.
I said that I soiled myself.
All right. Well, what's the difference?
Just answer the question. Why couldn't you have closed the door? Was there no door to the room? Was it like a living room?
My dry cleaner won't even speak to me.
Was there a door to the room? Or was it centrally located?
I think I've answered enough questions.
Oh, so now the questions get too hard, and we can't...
My dry cleaner will...
So, your dry frankly, what you were itching to do is redecorate somebody else's home and instill your values of decorating onto them and onto your whole community.
No,
that's
I never
what you really
done,
chose
I
to do.
I never would have done anything had I not lost my mud. My dry cleaner...
That's so vulgar.
God!
You know, you say you spent so many hundreds of thousands of dollars redecorating your home, and frankly, that could be a drop in the bucket to somebody, and that could be a humongous amount to others. But you need to learn how to be able to at least not speak so vulgarly with a public audience. Now, just
I
answer
had to
one
change
question.
My panties.
Where was the room? What room? Was it a bathroom? Was it the kitchen?
I wished it was the bathroom. I could have gone over to the toilet.
Then what was it?
It was a bonus room, a teen room.
Did it not have a door?
It did have a door, yes.
Okay. Then was there some... What was it about it? And, Bobby, I'm going to try to understand this.
Right.
What was it about it that you couldn't close the door and just say, I'm not going to go into
you
that
know
room?
What?
It's
I've
so
asked offensive. Myself that question a million times. I don't know. I keep going back to that moment. Why didn't I close the door? And all that comes up is that I was paralyzed. I saw something evil, Angela, and I needed to act.
Okay, well,
if
obviously
you, close
you
the
weren't
door
paralyzed
evil,
because
you
did a lot of action.
If
so
you close the door
you made a choice. You made a choice
Angela,
to vandalize somebody else's property.
I did not.
Why didn't you call them?
If
you not have an emergency number for them?
If you close the door on evil, that's your choice. I don't close the door on evil.
Did you not have an emergency number for them?
The door was locked. I had to pick it to get in.
To into the house?
What?
They did not invite you into the house specifically for a while they were gone?
Not really, no.
Okay, well then I think I understand. And,
so you
and
broke
you
into
really
this
be
home.
In jail.
But
you should be in jail.
I have the right, according to the CCNRs.
I don't care if a piece of paper has given you that right. Morally and criminally, you did not have the right to go into somebody else's home unannounced and invade their privacy and vandalize their home, just like we had done here where I live, where we had hoodlums go into two separate people's homes and ruin their walls, ruin their carpets. And I see you as even being worse than that because you did it thinking that it was all right for you to do that.
It's perfectly all right.
Then,
what they did to me is they made me soil myself. Now, are you talking about Watergate? What are you talking about?
What do you mean Watergate?
What'd she say?
It's her neighborhood, not Watergate.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this.
Phil,
all right, look, ma'am,
I've
got
to
take,
any more
thank
of your
you,
time,
that's
Mr.
fine,
Phil,
thank you very much.
And thank you very much,
thank you,
this
Mr.
has
Phil.
Been hugely
yes, thank
entertaining
you.
And terribly
really,
sad.
Well, you know, you're very sad.
Oh, great,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, we will close out the show with a best of flashback and a really crappy Foo Fighters song picked out for our show by Mike Schaefer. Now, I'm joking. We have on the Phil Henry Show, we broadcast live from Los Angeles to a number of affiliates across the country. But we are proudest, perhaps, of our affiliate in Guam. We noticed that we have a radio station in Guam carrying the show, and if my producer was on his money and he'd given me an affiliate list, I could tell you which station that is. But Mike was too busy picking out Foo Fighter music to do that. So, have you got it? Well, you better get it to me in 5 seconds. What we want, KGUM Guam. Thank you. And we want to get a contest together so that we can reward our listeners in Guam with a trip to see the Phil Henry Show in Los Angeles. So we're going to work with the Guam radio station, and we're only going to have Guam listeners, and we're only going to broadcast to Guam for a solid week. We'll just take the show off the network, and only Guam gets it. Okay? How about that? Because we are proud to be on U.S. Guam. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to call, only I wouldn't suggest doing it right now because we're leaving.
You know, I mean, this is a business, man. You know, you're running he's running a business
just
here.
And
wait a minute. Hey, you know, you're working for him. And, you know, you just can't just arbitrarily take any day off you want. I'm in the military. Man, we do something like that. We go to prison.
You just rock and roll today against
Baghdad, man. You got to go with your bosses. You got to work with them. You know, you got a good job there.
Okay, let me ask you something. Okay, did you say you're like in the Marines or?
No, I'm in the Navy. I'm in the Navy. Now wait a minute.
So suppose, man, Dennis DeYoung's birthday. Don't you go to the Admiral and say you got to take it off?
No, that wouldn't be a good. No, you cannot do that, man. Hey.
Turn it down, man.
Wait a minute. Check this out. This is for you, Robert. Because you...
No,
you
man. Hey. Hey, you cannot do that.
Get away.
Hey.
Okay,
hey, no.
Go ahead.
Hey, you
turn
know,
that on one more time and you're fired.
What?
Turn it on one more time without my permission. You're fired.
You know,
okay.
Hey, you guys got, you know, first of all, you're working. That's a great, you know, I mean, you're a assistant
what?
Manager, you know, like...
Who?
Or say, you're,
don't you...
You know, you got a good job there. You know what? Why are you wasting it? You know.
You're in the Navy, man. That song's called "Come Sail Away," man. Check it out.
No, wait. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You got a good job there. I you know, just by your attitude and the way you're acting, makes me think when I get out of the military, I'm gonna get a great job because I know I have the, you know, I have the not, you know,
well,
all that.
What are you doing in the Navy right now?
I have the professionalism to go to my job and do my job.
Well, in the Navy, you got to on account of they'll put you in the what do they call it? The Navy? It's called like the brig.
Yeah, they can put me in a brig, or basically they can kick me out too and bust me under dishonorable discharge. Now,
well,
spit it out.
Well, the only thing I'm asking you is because you're in the military, man, you got to do what they say.
Wait,
oh, I
you
see.
You have to do what he says. He's your boss.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be put in no prison on account of I not do it.
But you can be fired, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. You can be fired.
Well, I guess that's the chance I take.
Bill Henry.